lift up our hands to the King of Glory. Yes, God, we want you, Jesus. We want you, Jesus. We're hungry for you, Lord. We're hungry for you, Lord. We're desperate for you, Lord. Jesus, we're hungry for you tonight, Lord. We're hungry for your presence, Lord. We're hungry for you, God. We need a visitation from you, God. You are the only one that can give it to us, Lord. We cry out for you, Lord, for your presence and your power, oh God. Oh, Jesus. Come and meet us here, Lord. Come and meet us here, Lord. Let's begin to sing that out. Here we are, Lord. Here we are, standing in your presence. Here we are, standing in your presence. Shekinah glory. Standing in your presence, Shekinah glory come down. Shekinah glory come down.
Here we are, standing in your presence.
Here we are, Lord. Here we are tonight, Lord, crying out to you. Here we are, Lord. We want you, Lord. We want you, Lord. We are thirsty for you, Lord. We are hungry for you, Lord. We cry out for your visitation, Lord. We want a tabernacle with you, Lord. Meet us here, Lord. Meet us here, Lord. We want to be changed from glory to glory. We want to be changed from glory to glory. We want to be changed from glory to glory. We want to be changed from glory to glory. Say that now. We want to be changed from glory to glory. We want to be changed from glory to glory. We want to be changed from glory to glory. We want to be changed from glory to glory. 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 We want to be like you. We want to be like you. We want to be like you, we wanna be like you, Lord. We want to be like you, Lord. We want a face-to-face encounter, Lord. We want a face-to-face encounter with you, Lord. A real raw encounter with you. And never the same, Lord. Show us your glory, 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 Lord. Come on. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Come on, y'all. Show us your glory, Lord. 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 We want to be changed from glory to glory. We want to be changed from glory to glory. We want to be changed from glory to glory. So change us, Lord. Lord, we say we want to be changed from glory to glory. And I say I'm taking my people from simple level Christianity into radical evangelism, says the Lord. Radical, I'm bringing you into a radical call, says the Lord. For I'm changing you from the inside out, says the Lord. But man looks at the outward appearance, but I look at the heart, says the Lord. I look at the heart, says the Lord. Tonight the Lord says, I am healing people from emotional wounds. As I was praying for this gathering, I heard the Lord say, he said, I'm healing my sons and my daughters from emotional wounds. Wounds of rejection. Wounds of intimidation. Wounds of fear. Wounds of church hurt. Wounds of family hurt, trauma. Tonight is a night of deliverance. Tonight is a night for healing for his people. Because as you pour out your heart before the Lord tonight, there's a fresh clarion call. And many of you that are in this room, the Lord says you won't be the same ever again. It's not because somebody laid hands on you. It's because you're in the atmosphere.
Well,
right. We're moving from the day where hands always has to be laid on us. Where there are times the Lord says that you'll be in my presence and hands won't even have to be laid on you. My glory will touch you right where you are. My glory will change you and transform you. The very preached word of the Lord. There'll be power on the preachers. There'll be power on the intercessors. There will be power on my people. For I will do what I even did in the New Testament. How I started with a room of 120 and it went to 3,000. I will begin to do that in this day and in this hour. But you must yield yourself to me, says the Lord. And I will begin to move and I will begin to show my wonders. I will begin to show my glory. I will begin to deposit things on the inside of you. The reason why things are not being deposited into you is because sometimes God has a time and a season for all things. And I'm doing things in times and seasons. And you must run with the time and the season that I'm calling you into, says the Lord. So, Lord, we thank you tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I didn't even know that was going to come forth. All right. Thank you for the invitation. Thank you so much, Pastor Marshall and Elder D.L. Marshall. Some of you that are here don't know the history that I have with UCM. And I was just thinking about it today. You know, I'm a UCM baby. Born and raised under the cloth of UCM. I don't know anything else. You know, before I was involved in anything else, I was in the studio of UCM, falling asleep in the basement of Pastor's house. You know, they would pick me up and put me on the couch, and I would wake up on the couch upstairs. You know, I remember the days of Evangelist Hazel Jordan and Evangelist Mary Malone and the Resurrection Singers. And, you know, my history goes deep in this movement, and I consider it an honor to stand before you. You know, I consider it an honor to be a part of this family, you know. You know, before God raises you up,
you have to have a beginning. You know, and UCM was my beginning. You know, I remember leading praise and worship with Elder D.L. when we were both deacons, you know, in this place, you know. I remember the beginnings, you know, of the Truce location. You know, when we were in the Truce location, praise breaking in the auditorium with the folding chairs, you know, dancing in the spirit and falling out and speaking in tongues. You know, I thank God for being here. Sometimes God has to bring you back home to show you yourself. You know, show you where you began. You know. Wow. Well, I have a message for you tonight. I'm kind of drunk from the Spirit of God. Yesterday, I was with a group of Sudanese believers. Those are Africans, and I was with a group of Sudanese believers that were just, every time I go and preach to them, I sense an intense anointing upon me, you know. And so what you guys are receiving is the part two tonight, amen. I preached on Pentecost last night when I was with them. And a bunch of them got filled with the Holy Ghost and started speaking in other tongues. And a bunch got refilled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you know. And I want to say this, if you don't believe that the supernatural power of God is real, it is, you know. I don't have to convince you, you know. I'm a walking miracle. Bishop is a walking miracle. Elder D.L. is a walking miracle and minister. And Elder Marshall, Pastor Marshall is a walking miracle as well, you know. And there's tons of miracles here, you know. My friend, Sheila Maupin, you know, was a walking miracle, you know, of what God has done in her life. And Angela, Minister Angela, and Apostle Linda Taylor, and Sister Minister Sandra back there, you know, and Evangelist Wells. And there's a bunch of stories of the miracle hand of God. God is beginning to bring us back into miracles once again, but it's not goofy miracles. It's authentic miracles. The day is over of goofiness.
Come on, man.
And people standing behind the pulpit, and they're not aligned. They're not they're not under authority. Because C. Peter Wagner once said this, and if I didn't learn anything from being at Wagner Leadership Institute, I learned in order to be released in authority, you have to be under authority.
Come on.
And you have people running around saying that they're prophets and that they are apostles, and they don't have no oil on them. They don't have no power. Heaven don't back them up. And I believe those days are over of foolishness in the house of God. God's going to begin to expose it. People are going to begin to run out of places where there's no authentic word, no word from heaven, and no power of God. And I believe this generation is looking for a demonstration of God. As the minister said last night, looking for a demonstration of God. We need logos, which is the written word of God. And we need rhema. We need the prophetic revelation of God. We need to know God and be known by him. Amen. Turn your Bibles, please. You may be seated. We're going to go to Acts 16 tonight. I have a lot of scriptures for you. 25 through 33. We're going to talk about a shaking and a quaking tonight. And the Lord has given me a specific word. The Lord is bringing a shaking.
All right.
The Lord is bringing a shaking to us.
Thank you.
Amen. So are you guys ready? I need a reader. Apostle Linda Taylor, will you read for me? 16, 25 through 33.
And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang songs unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were opened.
Amen.
Then,
keep going.
Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and were baptized, he and all his, straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. And when it was day, the magistrates sit, surgest, saying, "Let those men go." And the keeper of the prison told this saying to Paul, "The magistrates have sent to let you go. Now therefore depart and go in peace."
Amen. 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 So you think you're a leader. Can you boldly get locked up?
Say it, son.
Can you get persecuted?
Say it.
So you think you want to step in shoes and go to nations and be the prophetic voice of God, be the apostolic voice of God, be the evangelistic voice of God, the pastoral voice of God, the teaching voice of God. You can't even stand persecution in Kansas City. And there's nothing. You think you've had an encounter, and now you want business cards. Now you want conference engagements. Now you want to plaster yourself on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. The greatest power you're going to get is when you go through big T's and big tribulations. Being baptized in the Holy Ghost is one thing. And yes, I encourage everybody, get filled. But what are you going to do in the midst of the shaking?
Well,
are you going to run in the midst of shaking, or are you going to stand? The army of the Lord that God is raising up is not going to back down. We just entered into Rosh Hashanah for some of you that follow the Jewish calendar. And this is 5778. So you want to be a leader. So you want your hands and feet to heal the sick and raise the dead. Go through persecution. Oh, and I'm not talking about the persecution that you walk in a church and you get put out because you gave a word and the people didn't like it. I'm talking about deep, deep persecution. When leaders literally spit in your face. When your family walks out on you. When your friends walk out on you. When you had death threats against your life for carrying the gospel.
Amen.
I'm not talking about anything that I haven't had to go through. I'm going to be honest with you tonight. I have had in the early, when I turned 18 years old, and I'm being transparent tonight because somebody needs to hear this. I had threats against my life because of the anointing that was on my life. People wanted to kill me, literally, because of the anointing on my life. Some of you that know me, I've never told these stories. But in order for us to be real and to come out the door with boldness, somebody's going to have to stand up and tell the truth. I was in a church where the people did not respect the anointing on my life. And I found out when I left that there were people that were plotting on my life, wanting to kill me because of my love for Jesus. Come on. You don't know how it is when you turn 18 years old and you're the worship leader in a particular church that I will remain nameless of, and you have people that are attacking you and trying to get you thrown in jail. What I stepped into, my father's never heard this story, but the Lord spoke to me tonight. He said, tell it. Because somebody needs to hear that the oil on your life is going to come when there's persecution and when there's trials. I thought that I was going to be a minister in that organization of that particular movement of churches. But the Lord said, you got to get out of here. And I didn't even know what was all over me until I was getting ready to leave. And the people started telling me, you know, there's people that are here that want to kill you because of the anointing on your life. We're jealous of you. I laugh at the face of the enemy. The greatest authority you're going to get is going to be when you walk out in boldness. So let's go back to our verse tonight. At midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and they were singing hymns to God. The prisoners were listening to them. You know, everything that they could have had did in the midst of persecution and trial, they could have been complaining. Yeah. They could have been talking about their post on Instagram, their post on Twitter, the last person they inboxed. Everything, am I being honest? You know, they could have been talking about the last meal that they ate, but they broke out with a spirit of rejoicing. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do when persecution and trials and tribulations are knocking at your door? What are you going to do? Yes. Suddenly, as they begin to worship and as they begin to praise God, the chains and everything began to break. Yes. And there was a freedom that was there. You're not going to get free unless you speak out of your mouth and begin to decree what God says. Right. Many times you come in atmospheres and the reason why we sing the song of the Lord sometimes is to bring encouragement and hope and healing and deliverance. A lot of people think, oh, you're just singing a song of the Lord because it's cool, it's trendy. We're singing a song of the Lord is because there needs to be breakthrough in the atmosphere. God wants to destroy stuff in regions. Now let me rewind up to my future. When God, after all of the trials and tribulations came, I did not know that the Lord was setting me up for greater things that I didn't even have a clue of. It had been prophesied. Bishop Harry Jackson, Echoes of Melody Spiritual Church had prophesied. There had been thousands of prophetic people in the body of Christ, prophets, prophetess, that had prophesied to my parents and told my parents what I would do. Even the Marshall family, they knew that there was an unusual presence of God on my life, even as I was laying in the studio, sleeping in the studio of Club Tape Studio 95. Sitting under the anointing, I didn't know, I didn't have a clue. I didn't have a clue. I remember my father and mother going to sing at Barker Temple. And the mother of the church, Queen Mother McFarland, I remember being 5 or 6 years old and having my hands lifted toward heaven. And Queen Mother McFarland, some of you guys know who she is. She's a pillar in the city. She looked at me at 6 years old and she said, wave your hands. And I began to lift my hands toward heaven. And she said, God is going to begin to use you. That baby is back there waving his hands. And God is going to begin to use him. I had no clue that now that God would give me the type of platforms that he would give me, because all my life, all I've known is praising the Lord. All I've known is pressing in and pressing through no matter what. Pressing in the midst of my parents traveling all over the country ministering with United Christian Ministry, ministering with Sylvester Jackson, ministering throughout Kansas City and around St. Louis, and going to Little Rock, Arkansas with Mother Braxton. And some of you guys know these names, you know, ministering all through the city and around the country. And we had to press through because there were persecution. Our lives were very much at stake because of the call of God on our lives. And we had to press through my mother going through cancer battles and dying. We had to press through. And what brought me through was my praise.
All right.
I never lost my praise.
Yeah, all right.
You know, after my mother passed away 20 years ago, you know, I was in my room just praising and magnifying the Lord all through my mother's death. And people was like, what's wrong with you? I know what has been deposited into me, and I'm not going to let anybody take it away from me. And you shouldn't either. You know, I understand the church world, you know, we're trying to be seeker sensitive, and we're trying to be friendly, and we're trying to get people to come into our services. But if we lose the presence of God off of a biscuit and some coffee, then we might as well close the door.
Yes, sir.
And what I mean is a donut.
Yeah.
You know, you got churches nowadays, they have an hour service, and there's no presence, there's no power of God, there's no demonstration of the glory. They come to church and they drink their coffee, and they're just as secular and as worldly as ever could be. You know, we need the power of God. They're not going to be able to endure a midnight deliverance. I'm sorry. I mean, and if any of you go to a secret friendly church, I would tell you, run. Run, baby, run. And, you know, we want to be inviting. We want to be a blessing to the millennials. But we don't need to compromise the message.
That's right.
Yes, methods change, but Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Come on. So, if we're going to get delivered, let's get delivered the right way. Let's get free. Let's really get free and know that we are free. Amen? Let's turn to... I have two more scriptures for you. Isaiah chapter 60. Are you guys getting blessed by this message tonight? I don't share always all these stories because it's not everybody's business. But tonight, the Lord said, just tell it. You know, this is a millennial conference, and I decree that you guys are going to begin to do more stuff to minister to young people and young adults. And I just decree over you that this thing is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and stronger. And there's going to be wisdom and revelation that's going to come. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Isaiah 60. It says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord shines over you. For look, darkness will cover the earth, and total darkness the people. But the Lord will shine over you. His glory will appear over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to your shining brightness. Raise your eyes all around and look around. They gather around you and come to you. Your sons will come from afar, and your daughters on the hips of nannies. Then you will be radiant, and your heart will tremble and rejoice, because the riches of the seas will become yours, and the wealth of the nations will come to you. God is saying, get up, shine, The light of the Lord has come. Amen. The glory of God is risen among you. If you are saved, then the glory of the Lord should be radiating out of you to minister to whatever generation that comes in line. Don't tell me that the anointing is upon you and no generations are following you. The Bible says these signs shall follow them that believe. Not these signs shall go with those that shall go away from those that believe. But these signs shall follow them that believe. So don't tell me we can't have a multi-generational anointing.
Amen.
Don't tell me that the generations cannot come into truth. Don't tell me that. That's a lie from the enemy. Don't tell me, because somebody's not having a face-to-face encounter with Jesus, if that's the case. Somebody's not hearing from them. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord shines over you. What's shining over you? Is darkness shining over you, or is the glory shining over you? The glory, the manifest presence and power of God. It ain't just about goosebumps. It ain't just about falling on the floor.
Right.
It ain't just about holy laughter.
Yeah.
It's not just about we got drunk in the spirit and everybody fell on the floor. That's one part of the glory of God, but there's more to the glory of God. When the glory of God covers a region, covers an area, hovers. James Vincent wrote a song called "Your Glory Hovers." Google the song. Google the song and listen to it and allow it to minister to you during some of your devotional time. Your glory hovers. Your glory reigns. We ought to be a living epistle, living in the glory of God. Ruth Heflin once said that we praise God until the spirit of worship comes, and then we worship until the glory comes. Now that's a missing link to some of our churches, because all we do is worship. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you that's good. But praise until the spirit of worship comes, and worship until the glory comes. That's why we're not having deliverances. That's why we're not having healings. We're doing it our way, the Burger King way, instead of doing it His way.
Amen.
People will begin to flock into our meetings when we start doing it His way.
Yes.
And we start moving with the strategy of heaven. God, I got to have the strategy of heaven. I got to hear your voice. I got to move with heaven.
Yes.
There's some places I won't even accept an invitation from, because I know they don't want to hear what God is saying right now.
Amen.
Don't even invite me to come. They don't even want to hear what God is saying right now. There's been times that I've been with Sheila Maupin, and we've done Torch and Sword meetings together for years now. And there's been times, I remember the Lord spoke to her the first time I met her, told her to have a 40-day revival, and told her, have it in this particular building, and do this, and do this, and do this. And the Lord caused the remnant to show up during that time. And it was not advertised, but God sent those that He needed there. There was a strategy from heaven. She began to move with it. She implemented it, and God moved. Amen? God is not going to move until we start moving with Him. Sometimes we're going to have to adjust our calendars to move with Him. Sometimes we're going to have to adjust our thinking for His ways. So arise, shine, for your light has come. Glory of the Lord. For look, darkness will cover the earth. It didn't say that darkness wouldn't cover the earth. It said it would. And deep darkness, the people. That means those that are not hanging on the Lord's side, you're going to see darkness hovering over them. Amen. But the glory of God is still going to shine over you. So get that doom and gloom spirit off of you. Get delivered. Get free from it. So that you can begin to bring reformation, as Dutch Sheets says, awakening and reformation to this generation.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nations will come to your light. I'm seeing nations before my eyes. The Lord has literally opened the door of Nigeria. Nigeria. The Lord has opened the door to Nigeria. The Lord has opened the door to the Sudanese people. The Lord has opened the door to Burma. And I have not even left Kansas City.
Amen.
The Lord has opened up the door to the UKs. The Lord has opened up the door for me to minister to those that are in the Netherlands. And I have not left Kansas City. That's the glory of the Lord. That's the glory of the Lord. When the Lord starts bringing nations before you, the Lord spoke to me in 2002 after I had a 30-day encounter with the Lord in the basement of my house after I went to a conference and God plastered me on the floor and I was drunk in the spirit for 30 days. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, nations will be at your doorstep. I had 30 days of encounters. 30 days of encounters. Some of the encounters I will never speak on. 30 days of encounters with Jesus. And the Lord spoke to me and said, nations will be at your front door. I've seen nations at my front door. I'm seeing nations at my front door. The Lord says to you, nations will come to your light. If nations are not coming to your light, something is wrong. If the Lord is not using you in nations in some type of way, there ought to be an international anointing. There ought to be some type of door opening up for you to begin to minister in the nations of the earth. Amen. And kings to the shining brightness. The Lord's going to begin to give you keys of revelation, and you're going to begin to prophesy over those that are in high authority. Say high authority.
High authority.
It might be a city council member. It may be somebody that is a president of a bank. It may be an actor. You don't know who you are stepping in the midst of in this hour. Say, I don't know who I'm stepping into. Now, I had an incident about 6 years ago where I was prophesying, because most of you know that I do prophesy a lot. And the majority of my ministry is prophetic. So I prophesy the word of the Lord to people. I really could care less about church services a whole lot, doing church meetings and speaking. My baby is prophesying over people. And so I do prophetic ministry with a team, and we go, we have a lot of nations that come in to and we minister to those nations, to those leaders and things like that. And we had a leader come in, and every time I saw her, the Lord spoke to me and he said, governmental. Solomon, that is a governmental leader. And I said, Lord says you're governmental. And I'm like, oh God, you're saying governmental. And I'm like, and then I kept seeing cameras all around this individual. And I said, I see cameras around you. And the Lord says cameras. And he says, actor. And I kept hearing the Lord say, you are in movies. And so the person kept coming back. They didn't say a word. They came back the next year. They said, I want Solomon to prophesy over me. And so I prophesy over them. And every time they said, every time I come to Kansas City, I come after I go to Nigeria, I come to Kansas City to hear the word of the Lord from you. Next year, the person comes. They said, I want Solomon to prophesy over me. Prophesy the word of the Lord over you. Major exodus in your country. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And these bullet points. Person comes back the fourth year. Person comes back the fifth year. And I said, who are you? Who are you? Because I'm getting these high-level words for you. And who are you? I need to know now. Because I said, every time you come here, the Lord gives me a key word for you. And you're saying that I have to come back next year for another prophetic word from you. Not knowing that this was a governmental official in the country of Nigeria. Not knowing that this was an actress in the country of Nigeria, Nollywood. God is going to begin to set divine appointments on your life. Do you believe it? Divine appointment. He's going to adjust your schedule and tell you you got to be here at this time because there's a person that you're going to begin to minister to and you're going to have a direct word of the Lord. You might not be a prophet like me. You might not be a prophetess, but God is going to begin to pour out his spirit on you and you will begin to prophesy. You will begin to lay hands on the sick. You don't know who you'll be laying hands on. You might be ministering to Jamie Foxx. You might be ministering to Tyler Perry. I'm prophesying vision to you. This is an hour that I'm going to begin. The Lord's going to begin to place his spirit on you. And you're going to begin to minister as the spirit of the Lord gives utterance. And you're going to be wondering, why is this utterance coming out of my mouth? It's Jesus beginning to pour out the spirit of prophecy upon you. And you're going to begin to prophesy. Some of you are going to be up interceding for nations that you do not know of. And those are going to be nations that the Lord's going to cause you to birth and travail. In the spirit for that's going to cause there to be change in them nations and change in those regions, says the Lord. Raise your eyes and look around. They all gather and come to you. Your sons will come from far away and your daughters on the hips of nannies. And then you will be radiant. You're going to have life on you. I prophesy life on this group tonight. I prophesy radiance over you. I prophesy health, healing, and wholeness tonight. Even the Lord, I was praying for Evangelist Wells, stand up. The Lord said, there's a new song that's coming up out of you. And I hear the Lord say, you're going to be covered in glory. You're going to be covered in glory. And I even hear the Lord say, there's going to be different tracks and different songs that's going to be songs of deliverance, songs of freedom, songs of restoration. But I hear the Lord saying, daughter, that the issues that you've gone through in your past, God says you're going to begin to teach, disciple, and train so that people don't go through some of the things that you've had to go through. We have not talked in a long time, but I don't know where it is, but I hear the Lord say a manuscript. There is a manuscript that God is downloading into you that's going to bring forth change. I also hear the Lord say, do not be afraid of the mountain of arts and entertainment. Do not be afraid of arts and entertainment, because that's the spirit that is hovering over the arts and entertainment mountain will not consume you, says the Lord, because your heart is right. And the Lord says you have protected and guarded your heart. And God says he wants you to go into the arts and entertainment mountain and take dominion in the area of worship, says the Lord. The Lord says you must in the next season begin to make divine connections. I actually see the Lord making divine connections for your voice to be heard in other regions outside of Kansas City. I cannot release the whole thing to you, but do you have the revelation of what I'm saying? Okay? Your voice is not supposed to be locked up here in Kansas City, but your voice is supposed to be a voice that trumpets the word of the Lord that is going to bring deliverance. I also hear the Lord say conferences. I hear the Lord say major deployment. Does that make sense? Major deployment. Not only is the Lord saying you will travel into regions, but God says an international call. I heard that so clearly today. And I said, Lord, I don't want to release that word to her. And God said, you must release that word to her because there is a clarion call upon her life. Some of us, the Lord has been calling us and calling us and calling us. And we've been saying, no, Lord, I don't want to do it. No, Lord, I don't want to do it. But this is the year 5778. The Lord says that you will enter the door with boldness. And also the Lord said to confirm this, you will get a phone call that will blow your mind. You will get a phone call with a confirmation that the Lord is moving you and taking you into higher heights and higher depths. Lord, I prophesy this word over her. I say, Lord, there's a warrior on the inside of her and it must come forth. The Lord says the time capsule is busting forth. The time capsule is busting forth. No longer, the Lord said, will you be locked up just in this region. But God says, I'm going to cause your name to be a household name, says the Lord. And I'm going to begin to open doors and complete what needs to be complete. And I hear the Lord say, I'm arraying you with my glory and with my splendor, says the Spirit of the Lord. The Lord says, sons and daughters, your sons and daughters will begin to prophesy. Do not despise the day of small beginnings. And now that I think about it, you know, I was a prophet before I even knew it. I was having dreams and visions at an early age. I don't share these experiences, so you're hearing it tonight. Kansas City's never heard these stories that I'm telling. You can ask my assistant in the back. You can ask my dad. Nobody's heard these stories, but I'm in the right place to tell them tonight. I was having dreams and visions at an early age. He can attest to it. I would wake up. I saw Jesus last night. I woke up. An angel took me to a church. You remember that? And an angel took me to a church and I saw this and I saw that. And I was having dreams and visions constantly. Dreams and visions. My mother didn't know what to do with me. She's like, my child is having dreams and visions all the time. Some of you are going to begin, the Lord's going to begin to release an anointing of dreams and visions upon you. And it's not for you to be a church dreamette that stands up before the church. I had a dream last night. But some of the things God is going to begin to birth in the spirit of prayer with you. Isaiah 61, this is my last scripture. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and freedom to the prisoners, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord's favor, a day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, festive oil instead of mourning, and splendid clothes instead of despair. And they will be called righteous trees, planted by the Lord to glorify him, and they will rebuild the ancient ruins. They will restore the former desolations. They will renew the ruined cities, the devastation of many generations. The Lord is saying to us tonight, the Spirit of the Lord is upon every last one of you that have accepted him. He has anointed you to bring good news. It's so funny how us in our society, we're so caught up in social media. There's nothing wrong with it. But what if we started proclaiming the beauty of Jesus as we begin to walk out our day-to-day life? I'm not talking about being a Jesus freak. I'm talking about authentic, the goodness of the Lord bubbling up in us in such a way that the poor person gets the good news. The rich person gets the good news. The religious junkie gets the good news. The non-religious junkie gets the good news. The Lord birthed the church for us. This should be a training hub.
Amen.
We are supposed to be trained and equipped to do greater things.
Yes.
It's not our job to go out and beat people over the hammer with bad news. Our job was to proclaim the good news.
Yeah, come on, man.
And why we have ran people out of the church is because we've been proclaiming bad news.
Yeah.
We've been so worried about getting people saved before the rapture, which is nothing wrong with that, so that they could avoid 666 and the tribulation. But what we have not done is we have not proclaimed the good news of grace, the good news of the merciful God, the good news of his love and his compassion. And I'm not beating anybody down, but when they see the good news, then they'll be drawn.
Amen.
And then we can get them in the house of God. And then we can talk about 666. And then we can train them up on the great tribulation. And then we can train them up about the rapture, however way you believe it, you know. But then we can train them up for the work of the ministry. But we cannot keep training people up and giving them bad news on the street and expect them to come into the house of God and think they're going to get trained up for the work of the ministry. It ain't going to happen. The Lord will shine over you and his glory will appear over you. Nations, wait a minute. I done went backwards. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. That's talking about deliverance. That's talking about deliverance. There's a lot of people that need deliverance. And it starts with the church first. Church got to get delivered. So we could be able to minister to those that come into the house that need deliverance. You got a lot of preachers that need deliverance. You got a lot of missionaries that need deliverance. You got a lot of evangelists that need deliverance because they're hurting. They're hurting from things that happened in their past. Mama and daddy wounds. Brother and sister wounds. He took my pacifier. He took my bottle. And they still are carrying that spirit. And they get up in the church and they're still dealing with rejection. And so when they're up preaching, you can feel the spirit of rejection on them. Because that's what they're carrying. They never got healed from the broken heart. I believe in deliverance. I believe everybody needs to get delivered. I believe that everybody needs deliverance. And you have to want deliverance. Just because you get saved don't mean that all those little pigs are out of the parlor. That's an old book for those of you that remember the book Pigs in the Parlor. And I don't believe that everything is a demon. I believe there's some things that you just going to have to work through.
Amen.
You know, there's some things you just going to have to pray through. Some things you just going to have to throw out.
Yeah.
And then there's some things that are just jurisdictional demons that you need to root out. As John Eckhart said, prayers that rout demons. Not keep demons, rout them. To proclaim liberty to the captives. In order for you to be a minister of freedom, you got to be free. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord's favor. This is the Lord's favor. We're in 5778. Write this down. The year of entering the door with boldness. A day of vengeance of our God to comfort all who mourn. To provide for those. To give crown of beauty instead of ashes. The oil of best of oils instead of mourning, splendid clothes instead of despair. And they will be called. I prophesy that over this revival, that you will be called righteous trees, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Lord, we prophesy tonight. Stand up. We prophesy tonight that there are seed beds of revelation that has been imparted upon your people tonight, and that we are entering into a new season of the open door. Prophesy the open door. Say the open door is open. Turn to your neighbor and begin to prophesy over them and say, you are getting bolder. You are getting stronger. I speak to you. And I say, rise up. I say, rise forth. Come forth into your destiny. Say, I see greatness on you. I prophesy greatness over you. I prophesy health and wholeness, healing, deliverance. I prophesy over you that you are entering the door. You will prophesy. You will testify. You will express the praises of God in the name of Jesus. Now, I want you to give Jesus a shout on the count of three. Hallelujah!
God. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen again.
Amen.